Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. The Beach Boys' Smile is one of the most famous unreleased albums in rock music history. As KGOU's Brian Hardzinski reports, an Oklahoma hip-hop group reinvents that concept in a brand new album that's out today.
Those gorgeous harmonies open what should have been the follow-up to the 1966 masterpiece Pet Sounds, but Capitol Records eventually shelved the Smile project as Brian Wilson's mental health deteriorated and the music grew weirder.
I had never heard of this monumental unfinished album. I almost was flabbergasted that I hadn't heard about it.
Spencer Livingston Gainey fronts the Norman-based rap trio Hi Pop.
I realized we could take those bootleg sessions of Smile that people had circulated for years, and we could take those and use them as samples, like any other hip-hop.
Fellow hip-hop lyricist Marcus Dixon and producer Zach Miller collaborated with Livingston Gainey on the project that mirrors the Lost Beach Boys album. It's called Illegal Smile for a couple of reasons. One, they didn't obtain any permission to use the tracks they sampled. Zach Miller.
Technically, maybe we should have, but we're not going to be making money other than like shows maybe.
And you know, the whole story talking about Illegal Smile, it is kind of funny because to me it also alludes to the fact that without the bootleggers, Smile might have just been forgotten and it wouldn't have been a mystery that people knew about at all.
The band's own Pet Sounds follow the same three-movement teenage symphony to God blueprint the Beach Boys conceived. Brian Wilson's music and Van Dyke Park's lyrics traced American history and culture from Plymouth Rock to Blue Hawaii.
Oklahoma is a perfect example of those themes. You have Indian removal and then a lot of racial violence, especially with the 1921 Tulsa race riot.
Deep fears have stayed. Tulsa dropped the bomb one day. Greenwood archered a pine and play. Black Wall Street got burned away.
And so I kind of just went down the line, you know. The next song kind of alludes to the Depression and Okie's going west.
My Joe gotta go, go. Hit the mother road with a slow roll.
And then the final song in the suite talks about L.A. and that kind of culture.
L.A. deliver. Okay, L.A. deliver.
Illegal Smile's next two suites explore self-discovery and environmental issues as it builds toward the climactic final track, and appropriately, Life, Music, and Love samples Brian Wilson's most ambitious recording.
Good vibrations, take one.
It is a little bit of a tribute. It's almost like my Johnny Depp does Hunter S. Thompson type thing. You know, I tried to get into as much Brian Wilson as possible and translate that into a verse.
Gershwin, freshman, Chuck Berry, too.
I'm Marcus, I'm the other MC. I couldn't really grasp some of the concepts for some of the beats, so I just gave it a little bit of like life experience.
They said, yo man, get on this, and so I did. My wife, my fam, my friends, my kids.
I just took the mic and just like represented for everybody that I know, everybody that supported me, Spence, my wife, my daughter, my mom, dad, people I don't know yet, you know, everybody.
Hi Pop's Illegal Smile blends almost seamlessly two genres that couldn't be further apart on the music spectrum, and it smartly expands on Brian Wilson's original social commentary and wordplay for an Oklahoma audience. For KGOU, I'm Brian Hardzinski.
And I'm looking at a link to the entire Illegal Smile album on our website. That's KGOU.org. While you're there, you can also compare the tracks to the originals by clicking on the song titles within the text of the article.